This is Joanne Ruston on behalf of Penistone FM, and I'm chatting with Claire Tallis, Sheffield Children's Hospital Specialist Diabetes Nurse. And she's come in to chat to us about diabetes, and on this occasion about type 2 diabetes. Hello, Claire.
Hello. So type 2 diabetes in children is a reversible lifestyle condition. It's a serious condition, and it's where the insulin in the pancreas can't work properly, or there's not enough, and it leads the blood glucose levels to rise. So I've just really come in to talk about the signs and symptoms in children and what we can do to reverse those symptoms. So type 2 diabetes in children is more aggressive. We do need to be on it quite quickly. And the symptoms you will see are going to the toilet more, they might be thirsty, tired. You might notice that they've got oval thrush or vaginal thrush can happen. Cuts and wounds might take longer. They might have blurred vision. And they may have something called acanthosis, which is like a dark mark of skin around the neck as well. It looks a bit like a dirty mark around the neck, and that's a sign as well of type 2.
Parents are seeing these symptoms. I'm guessing an appointment with the GP is the first thing to do.
So it would be an appointment to the GP, and at Sheffield Children's Hospital we would then admit them to hospital for a few days, where we would then start giving lots more of an education. We've got specialist dietitians that work with us, so we would talk about lifestyle, portion size, food control, and the main thing to talk about really at the Sheffield Children's Hospital is that it's a family-centred approach. So normally if you've got a child with type 2 diabetes, normally someone else in the family also has type 2 diabetes. So we make changes from that diagnosis there and then. It's a family-centred approach, so the child doesn't feel left out or that it's their fault necessarily. The biggest thing that we can do is talk about weight loss and physical activity. They're the two most important things. So simple things such as just cutting down the portion size, having more healthy food, more vegetables, fruit, less fatty foods, less takeaways, just a balanced diet really, being a lot more active.
I'm guessing with it being more of a family-centred approach, then they don't feel so alone. They're not kind of, this is just me battling this on my own. If we all do it together, then the overall health of the family is much better and you're supported.
Absolutely, yeah. There's a lot of stigma that comes with type 2 diabetes and children. So we just want to make them feel completely included, include the family. Our dietitians are absolutely fantastic at the hospital. So we do fun activities with them. We're really lucky because a company's lent us a kitchen, and it's a little bit like a bake-off style in that there's a central kitchen and then several stations thereon with hobs and ovens, and the dietitian will then come up with a recipe, and then all the families will then mimic this recipe and we all cook together and make it fun. We do some outward bound things with the children as well, and there are other services that we can refer into, such as a place called Zest.
Okay, so what is Zest all about?
So the Zest, that is an activity-based company, so they do one-to-ones and group-based activities, so just trying to get fun really into the child's lifestyle. And it's just about making small changes. I'm not saying to a child with type 2, right, I want you to go for a long distance run now. Not at all. We're trying to do snippets of exercise that fits in with their routine.
Yeah. I mean, what a wonderful approach. I mean, all of the outward bound, the cooking, all the family-centred, it really is, you know, it's a lifestyle change that they can take forward. It's not something that you're thinking, oh, this is a bit unrealistic.
Absolutely,
It's, you know, it's made realistic and life, you know, life changing.
Yeah, we just start off small. Let's just start off small and achievable goals, because no one likes an unachievable goal, because they just won't do it.
No, they won't. Well, that's brilliant. Thank you very much, Claire, for coming to talk to us.
Thank you.
This is Joanne Ruston on behalf of Penistone FM, chatting with Claire Tallis, specialist diabetes nurse.